Now, from Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
My wife has got a question for you. I think that's the first time that's happened. I'll come to that in just a moment, but update me on KMD, which we know more as, Kathmandu and stuff. What's happening here?
Yeah, well, what I was going to say is, look, global markets continue to sort of keep a steady eye on those rising oil prices. And I was about to point out that retail petrol price in the US, which you have just done. So great minds obviously think alike. Yeah. But the thing is regardless of all that, regardless of the global events, you know, the wheels have got to keep turning. It's sort of relentless. We still have to keep going. And I had a couple of local announcements yesterday which sort of point to that. So KMD Brands, slightly better news for the beleaguered company. Look, it's listed on the NZX and ASX. We all probably, as you say, we recognise the Kathmandu stores. That's one of the brand names under KMD Brands. They've also got Rip Curl, the wetsuits, and Oboz, the shoes. Look, it's been a tough patch for the business, Mike. I just was looking at the share price. $4.27 at the start of this year. It's now $1.69. And I won't even talk about where it was 5 years ago. Earlier this year in May, they initiated a strategic review of the business. We know retail's been hard work in New Zealand. Yesterday, they released a trading update. So for the 2026 financial year, they're guiding for sales guidance to be 5% higher than last year. That's across all the brands. Now, that's in line with market consensus, so it gets a tick there. Sales just over $1 billion New Zealand dollars. Earnings in a range of 38 to 41 million. That's also probably in line with consensus. Kathmandu, as a standalone business, continues to improve year on year relative to the last quarter of last year. They're courtesy of good performances in rainwear, fleece, and base layer categories, Mike. Okay. But there's an interesting comment in there for Kathmandu. They say that trading in New Zealand continues to outperform Australia. And there's a couple of references in this announcement to subdued consumer sentiment in Australia. So some warning signs across the Tasman. Importantly, though, they did announce their net debt position around 63 to 66 million range. That may have been a little bit higher than some analyst expectations. Company says it will be compliant with all bank covenants, which is important under the new bank facility as at 31 July. But Mike, improving the balance sheet is going to be an ongoing issue for KMD Brands. In that vein, it also announced it's selling its wetsuit manufacturing facility in Thailand. They did say the business review is progressing well and expects to be completed by the time the results announcement in September.
We wish them the best. So it was shortly after lunch. Katie yells from one end of the house to the other, why would Sky City sell a hotel? And I thought, that's not a bad question.
Because probably in the perfect circumstances, they wouldn't. Mm. But, you know, they've got this problem with their balance sheet. They've got too much debt. So they're calling it the asset monetization program. Maybe the government should take a cue from that, the asset monetization program, as opposed to asset sales. So I said earlier in the week, they'd sold those property assets, the ones near the new CRL. I suggested it was a show of confidence in a part of Auckland CDB that desperately needs revitalising. Well, they've signed a non-binding heads of agreement to sell the Grand Hotel in the casino complex. Now, one of the reasons they're doing this, Mike, as Katie might point out, why would you sell something when tourism's going so well? Yeah. Because you're going to get over $200 million. That's why. That's the sale price. Those anecdotally could be over 200 mil if it goes unconditional. That gives them balance sheet relief. Unfortunately, when your back's against the wall, you've got to do stuff that you may not want to do.
Yeah, well, exactly. Because her follow-up question was, wouldn't you lose control? Because it's all in the same precinct and you want to control the service and the experience and stuff like that. And you take a risk in flicking it off to someone, don't you?
Yeah, no, all very good points. It's all about compromise.
We should get her on the program more often, actually.
We should. She could do this.
No, I don't think so. Now, you referenced Australia, so Westpac with some interesting insight there.
Yeah, look, I said there were warning signs. Well, Westpac Melbourne Institute leading in, it was released yesterday. At a high level, it would appear that growth could be stalling in Australia. Now, we know Aussie is the lucky country. And if there's one thing, Mike, the Aussies have done well previously, it's economic growth. But is the luster starting to go? So on a six-month annualized basis, it indicates this index that the likely pace of economic activity relative to trend with about 6 months in the future has dropped 0.4%. That's broadly consistent with quarterly growth stalling, i.e. flatlining. What's the problem there, Mike? This is interesting. So when you go into the detail, fuel price rises at the same time as interest rate rises. The RBA has been pushing up interest rates, which kind of, if we keep seeing this oil price go up, we're going to be in the same position, aren't we? RBNZ pushing up the interest rates and fuel price rises going up. So it's all talking about this, everything being delicately poised at the moment. What happens with the Middle East 2.0? How long does the oil price stay elevated?
Ah, the big questions with no answers. What are the numbers?
No. So the Dow Jones, though, is actually okay at the moment. It's up 74 points, 52,298, 0.14% gain. The S&P 500, 7509, it's unchanged at this point. And the NASDAQ is down 92 points, 0.36%, 25,754. The FTSE 100 gained 1.25%, 10,716. The Nikkei down 0.18%, 66715. Small upward move, 3 points on the Shanghai Comms at 3867. The Aussies yesterday gained 0.33%, 8822 for the close there. And the NZX 50 actually had quite a good day, up 0.78%, 107 points, 13,763. Kiwi dollar, 0.5817 against the US, 0.8317 Aussie, 0.5098 euro, 0.4350 against the pound, 94.91 Japanese yen. Gold has actually gone up a little bit, $4,141, but Brent crude, we're now at $94, yeah. Mike. This is just not good news.
It is not good news. I couldn't agree with you more. Let's hope for better tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.